Alright, we're back for another News for Gamers Radio for the week of May 5th, 2007. In the studio with us today, we have Killer Wolverine returning.
Yo.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is here. And also with us, we have Gamescom.
What's up?
That's what I'm talking about. And we have the Wombat.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Yes.
Oh, indeed.
It is. It is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, quite splendid.
Aren't you glad I'm here to lend some cultural insight?
I'm telling you. All right, so we're here this week, and we're going to be doing a lot of news, a lot of forum topics, a couple other things, and of course we're going to start off with everybody's favorite, what's fondling your console? So this week I'm going to start over here with Mr. Wombat.
I get first again.
Well, you get to talk about Spider-Man, which some of the people on the forums were requesting, so we'll let you go last,
because you were
the only person that played it. So, but what have you been playing this week?
You know what's sad? Brand new TV, bought last week. Haven't played shit on it yet. Haven't played anything on it yet.
You finally stepped into the HD era?
I booted up the dashboard to look at how pretty it was.
Did you change your settings?
That's all I had time to do.
Did you change your settings?
No, I did not.
So you need to do that.
I need to do that. Yes.
What kind of television did you get?
Sony Grand Vega.
Ooh.
46-inch LCD.
Nice.
Holy Toledo.
Yes.
Pretty solid.
Very nice.
Thank you to the good folks at Best Buy who mismarked the price, and I got it much cheaper than it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Good work, Best Buy Associates.
Way to go. We love you. All right. So, well, you're playing with your new TV.
So,
and
yeah.
The dashboard.
And the dashboard.
That's exciting.
That's
so,
about it. So, I guess last Sunday, I played a little bit of Super Paper Mario. That's it.
Cool. So, Mr. Khan, we move on to you. What have you been playing?
I played a little bit of Guitar Hero. Pretty cool. And I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Pearl.
Still on the Pokemon.
For the DS, I'm addicted to it. It's crazy. It's like, it should be called Pokecrack.
Pokecrack?
Pokecrack.
You know, they make a Pokecrack, but you're actually only allowed to buy it in 18 and over stores. You know, like the back section of the video store, where there's like a curtain there, and they don't let you back there?
Yeah.
They have balloons shaped like phalluses.
That's where they keep all the Elmo videos.
Right.
So that's where the Pokecrack is?
Yeah. That's where the Pokecrack is.
Sweet.
You should go back there.
Yeah, so I should go back there and...
The cover's got Pikachu in some low-rise pants.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
I can't even believe I made that joke.
There was that line. You're over here.
Yeah, you just crossed the line. You just had to do it, didn't you?
All right, so is that it? Just Pokemon still?
Yeah, pretty much, but I also just yesterday picked up the Red Star.
Oh, you actually found it finally.
Yeah, it came out.
Was it worth the wait?
I have yet to play it. I bought it last night, went to see Spider-Man, came home, crashed, woke up, and came here, so I haven't had any time to...
You figured, what's another couple days, right?
Yeah.
We waited 2 years.
I've been waiting 2 years, you know, what's another 2 days, you know? But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Where'd you end up finding it at?
I don't want to say, because it's like the devil...
It's the devil.
It's the devil.
Did you sell your soul for Red Star? You know, you probably could have ordered it online.
Amazon.com.
No comment.
Where did you find it? In all honesty, just in case our listeners want to know where.
Yeah, I'm curious. I want to know because I want to buy it.
GameStop.
What the hell's wrong with GameStop?
It's the devil.
Wow.
I agree.
Killer Wolverine would agree.
And you know what's crazy is I actually checked Funko Land first, and they didn't even have it.
You know Funko Land is owned by GameStop.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's like...
You know EB Games is owned by GameStop now, too.
Well, every motherfucking store in the world is owned by GameStop at this point.
Except Walmart.
So here's the thing. It's like every other GameStop will probably have it, and every other... won't get it. So it all depends on how lucky you are. If you got a bunch of GameStop / Funko's / EBs near you, just go visit like two or three of them, and it's good chance Babbage's. That one of them will have.
They still have Babbage's?
I think Babbage's went out of business.
I thought the name was retired. I don't know. I haven't seen one in ages.
Isn't there one in Dayton Mall?
No, that's GameStop and Funko
either.
Land.
Same yeah.
Thing. Well, there you go.
Same thing.
All right, so now that we've finished all that, you're the man of the hour today because everybody wants to know how Spider-Man is, and none of us have touched it yet because I still haven't received my review copy, and you were the only
Shut
one.
Up. Would you quit bragging about the review copy?
Would you leave me alone? Anyway, I noticed that you were online Thursday night, Mr. I Got It Early.
Indeed.
And you were playing it, so fill us in on how is it?
I've only been playing it for about 2 hours, so I don't know what the story entails. Obviously, it takes place in movies. There's 9 other story lines. Don't know what that means.
9 other stories?
There's 10 total stories.
Well, is it like, doesn't it have like Scorpion in it, and Lizard, and like a bunch of side
Kingpin,
stuff, kind of like the first movie?
Yeah.
The first game.
Games, yeah. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of more swinging around.
No, let's
web controls are
probably what everybody wants to know is, compared to 2, is it graphically like leaps and bounds? Because you're playing on 360. Is it like leaps and bounds above 2, or is it kind of the same?
There's a difference.
Is the city more detailed now? Yay, man.
Kinda, I guess.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
Is it yes and no? Is it more fun than Ultimate Spider-Man?
That's a good question.
It is?
Really?
Yes.
I enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. Because I love Ultimate Spider-Man.
I love Ultimate Spider-Man, but this one is more fun. I've done 4 missions so far, and I've just been swinging around the city.
See, that was the best part about 2, was it was so fun to swing around the city. I mean, that was the best part. Now, here's a good question. Do you get to play as Venom?
It's unlockable. Actually, it's Marketplace content. It's not unlockable,
Venom
it's
is?
Marketplace content.
So there'll be downloadable through
sometime
the Marketplace.
Sometime next week you can download it, I
hear. Oh, now, see, now that's sweet, because you can do that in Ultimate Spider-Man,
yes.
And that was awesome.
This one is... downloadable content through the Marketplace, with Harry as well.
You'll be able to download Harry, too?
Goblin.
So the PlayStation 3 exclusive edition
isn't so exclusive.
Also, PS3 was supposed to have Venom.
That was the exclusive
Goblin.
The new Goblin.
It's supposed to be on the Marketplace.
Really?
Wait.
Well, that solidifies my position right there.
With the 360 being more powerful than, you know, the PS2 and all that, you can't, like in Spider-Man 2, you can go to, like... the Statue of Liberty.
Right.
Can't do it this time. There's like an invisible wall and you just bounce off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
But is the city actually bigger or is it smaller than Spider-Man? Because Spider-Man 2's New York was big, but it wasn't like to scale.
No, it's
big.
It's real big, but it's...
As long as it's fun, because the best thing about Spider-Man 2 is just how fun it was just to go out and screw around and do the... Does it still have random crimes and stuff like in the second one?
You got random crimes.
You know what, though? I actually... as it relates to Spider-Man 2 and Ultimate Spider-Man were very similar.
Yeah, except
but
one of them
I
had
actually,
a cel-shaded.
Right,
yeah.
I actually prefer the cel-shaded graphics to the realistic graphics, just because it's more like the comic book. I'm looking forward to. I'm actually gonna, as soon as we leave here, go get some Spider-Man.
Get your spider on.
Get my spider on.
Well, I probably won't get to play it till next week, but you know, I'm really looking forward to
it.
I've been dying to play it, and you know, I'll be checking out the Wii version too, which will probably be. Looking just like Spider-Man 2, but you get to wave your arms around or something, so...
See, there's some monotonous stuff. Like, the random crime is kind of monotonous. It's more the same.
You have to catch kids' balloons again?
No, balloons aren't...
Thank God!
Stuff, which is good. So, and you can go into some buildings.
Really?
Oh,
that's
really?
Cool.
That's cool.
So it's like,
a good idea.
Like, the first one, there was, like, the buildings were inside. It was, like, the whole game, and
you
then every now and then you go outside.
Right. Well, you have to unlock them. Like, the Daily Bugle. When you do the first mission, you go in and explore the Daily Bugle.
It sounds really good. I mean, I'm looking forward to playing it. I hope it's good.
You can swim this time.
Really?
Instead of
like
jumping
just drowning?
And not
just
drowning, but popping
shoot
right
you back
out.
But, yeah.
So you can swim. So it's going to be fun. It's real fun. And looking forward to playing more missions so I can get the black suit, get more powerful, run faster, swing faster, get those achievements.
It's all about the achievements.
Yeah.
They look pretty easy.
Yeah. It took me about an hour to do 10 miles of web swinging.
Yeah, but generally most people would just get that over time.
Right.
Right.
You know,
that's all I do. There's an achievement where you ride a car for 5 miles. I'm like, it's New York. The traffic's bad, so you just like, stop.
Go 2 feet.
Like, you're like in a traffic jam the whole time.
It'd take as long to get that achievement as it would to get the credit achievement on Guitar Hero.
Oh, that took, 20 minutes?
27 minutes.
I was like, I started that. Like, I'm going to take a shower now. 5 minutes later, come back. Damn, it's still playing.
That's exactly what I did. I took a shower when I was doing the achievement for the credits in Guitar Hero. That's like,
that's just
so cool. You know, be like, I'm gonna leave the system, go take a shower, come back, and I got an achievement, and I wasn't even there. I was taking a shower during my achievement. That is just
You got an
it's
achievement
classic.
For taking a shower. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's life right
See,
there.
See, they need to give real-life achievements.
They made that joke in Game Enforcer.
Really?
Where they had real-life achievements. That's just awesome.
They need to do that. Like you pop out of the shower and it just goes, dunk, and there's like a little achievement.
You see it in the mirror, like, what is that?
And maybe you get $10 for it.
Hey, if I got $10, I take 2 showers a day. As opposed to the none I take now. But anyway. So is that all you've been playing Spider-Man since last week?
Guitar Hero. Some arcade games. I forget what they are now. Marvel, since the downloadable content finally hit.
Which was funny because we got on and played Marvel, and we didn't use the new characters.
No, because we got to start over and build them up again.
Well, yeah, because they were like level one, and I'm like at the end of the game, and sitting there trying to play as Venom, kept dying.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, if we all play online, I won't have to fight anybody over who I'm going to play, because I don't think anybody else wants to be Hawkeye.
Well, you know what the cool
Hawkeye? Fag.
You know what the coolest part? Here's
I wasn't
coolest.
Running around in a Spider-Man costume last night, now was I?
Touche.
Here's the coolest part that most people might not know about that downloadable pack. If you have it, and you're the host, somebody else can download that free play pack,
right.
And they can use the characters. It's not just that they can see them, they can use them online. You don't have to buy it to use them. So that's really cool, but if you want to use them in single player,
you gotta
buy them. But I still think that's really cool, because not only do you just get to play with them, but you can actually choose those characters, which is really cool for people who don't want to shell out the $10.
Right.
Before we move on,
yes.
A couple things I need about Spider-Man. I forgot. The combat system is a little bit better. The L bumper.
Yeah.
Like, when the guy's going to hit you, there's a fist that pops above his head, and you hit the L bumper. It's like the Matrix. It slows down, and you dodge, and you hit X to counter and hit him. And the spider sense now doesn't go off. You have to hit the right stick, click it in. You can, like, see through buildings and stuff and see where you need to go, so...
Well, that's cool, because
really
the combat in the second one was really the only thing that kind of was cheap.
Right.
It was really kind of cheap, but if they fix that, then...
This time, it's fixed. It's still a little bit harder to do. Sometimes you'll get hit sometimes, but you got to look for the icon and then hit the L bumper, and then it'll slow down time you move and hit, so it's cool. Combos are good. You got air combos this time, and you got to earn upgrades like the web ball and...
Just like in the other ones, yeah.
Well, and then you can only shoot one web line out right now instead of two. So.
Oh, like can you upgrade to that?
You
so can like do
you
two
can.
Like
you can even
the second
do, like,
game.
The slingshot one. Like,
oh
see
yeah.
Movies,
yeah.
Pull back and go. You earn that too. So.
Sweet.
Cool.
It's
looking
be
forward
fun
to playing
when you
that.
Upgrade.
All right. Well, I'll move on to me, but mine's not going to be nearly as exciting because I've just been playing Guitar Hero again.
Again.
And I downloaded Catan, which I played for about 10 minutes. I just don't understand it. I just must be missing something, but I'll try to play it more later. I played Centipede, and Killer Wolverine can attest to this. I was screaming.
Because you were screaming at Centipede?
I was screaming at Centipede because the fucking spider, man.
The
spider keeps killing me, and I'm sitting there trying to get achievements, and I keep getting killed. I'm getting pissed off because I'm on the...
It's like every minute, fucking spider!
It was just angering me because it's so hard.
Speaking of Centipede, along the lines of old arcade games, somebody told me the other day, made me very jealous. They're like, we were talking about geek levels. And they were like, you want to hear about geek level? Guess what I have in my basement? And I said, what's that? She said, I bought on eBay an old stand-up arcade cabinet for Pole Position.
Damn.
And I was like, that's friggin' awesome. I'm like, how much did you spend on that? She said, oh, it was only about $100. I'm like,
damn.
You got an arcade cabinet of Pole Position for $100? Made me very jealous.
That's eBay for you, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So anybody looking to get some old arcade cabinets...
Go on eBay.
Go on eBay, apparently.
I'm going to have to go in there and look for my Mortal Kombat 2 machine.
Oh, that would be the bomb.
You
know what? You know
$100 for that, though.
Probably. I think I saw one once. It was $500 for
that's
the arcade.
Not
it's not
you
horrible.
Know what, you know what else would be the bomb? Killer Instinct. Yeah. Arcade
cabinet. We go back to the Killer Instinct again.
Oh, yeah. Once again, back
yes,
to
back
killer.
To the Killer Instinct, because... Yeah, we're loving a little bit on the Killer Instinct.
Rare.
I think that's we ought to do a segment on the podcast one week about what if you had an arcade room, what games would you want in the arcade room?
Mortal Kombat 2.
Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, nice.
X-Men.
Solid. X-Men. The Avengers stand-up arcade game. Also, the Simpsons arcade game was really good.
Alien vs. Predator.
Alien vs. Predator was very good.
That's a good one.
Strider.
I would have to say Street Fighter.
And you know what else? Just for retro value, one of the sit-down Pac-Man machines, the table machine.
Oh, the
oh
table. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
awesome.
Sweet.
But definitely Street Fighter. Definitely.
Yeah. But so, which one, though? That's a million dollars. See, for
that
me,
is
it would
a million
be
dollar question.
Alpha 3 If they did, they do Alpha 3 in the arcade.
I don't know
remember.
If they did or
I
not.
I think they did.
I think I'd have
very
to just
limited
do
release.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Turbo was good.
Just for sentimental value, but that'd actually be a good forum topic.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
Gotta tell people. Go on to the forums and somebody start a topic about if you had an arcade room, what arcade games would you have in your arcade room?
That's a good topic, and I want to bring this up because this keeps jumping in my mind and jumping back out, but I was on YouTube the other day watching these spoof Mac versus PC commercials for the DC versus Marvel, and
nice.
they're really funny. They're very anti-DC, which is, you know,
of course.
Hurts my feelings, but,
yeah.
You know, but I'm sitting there watching them, and while I'm watching them, they always have the, like, related links next to them, and they had this thing called the, I don't know if you ever heard of Mugen, which is the engine on the computer where you can build your own fighting game using pre-existing sprites. Somebody created a Marvel versus DC fighting game built on Marvel versus Capcom 2 engine.
Oh my god.
And I'm sitting there watching this video, and this guy was incredible. He created Wonder Woman, where her special super move was she brought out the invisible jet and just started, like, attacking somebody with it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And they had the Flash and Batman, Superman, you know, versus, like, Wolverine and, you know, Cyclops and all. Oh, man. Go to YouTube and do a search for Mugen Marvel versus DC and you will find it. It is, there's like two or three trailers and it blows my mind. It makes me want to get into that and just play it because it just create my own Marvel versus DC fighting game. Oh, it would be so awesome.
That would be.
Or you could make any combination.
You really could.
You could do Capcom versus SNK.
Yeah.
You could do make it good Capcom versus SNK.
Yeah, good.
you could do.
Hey, I like the second one.
Yeah,
which I was undefeated
one, yeah,
at online.
One, hey, shut up.
Yes.
But you could do Street Fighter versus Guilty Gear.
Oh, dream
you
about that one.
You can make some good ones.
Yeah.
You can make some good ones.
So, yeah, definitely go check that out. That pretty much wraps up what you've been playing. So right now we're going to jump into the news, so stick with us. Now it's time to wrap down the news for the week, and once again we're going to do the quickies. We got news quickies, and then we got our rumor section, and of course new releases as always. So we're going to start off with the home beta. Started up this week, and emails were sent out, so only a select few people were accepted. So if you didn't get an email by now, you didn't get in.
You ain't in, motherfucker.
You ain't in.
Well, my weekend shot.
Yeah, I know, because you don't even have a PS3, you know, so you're not worried about it. But, yeah, the more invites will be going out in summer, and from the screenshots online, you know, it looks really cool. I mean, it's free. You can't complain about free.
No, you can't complain about free.
So, but that's out, so if you get an email, check that out. Otherwise, just read everybody's impressions online. What can you do? The Gears of War map pack is out.
Yes, I saw that.
Four brand new maps. Now, the cool part about this is it's 800 points. If you don't want to buy it, it will be free on September 3rd.
Really?
So if you can wait, you won't have to pay for it.
That's pretty
so
good.
That was kind of a compromise between, because you know we had the rumors in the news about Epic being upset because they wanted to make it free. Microsoft wants to charge for it because obviously it's Gears, it's going to sell, it's going to make money. But they came to an agreement where there's a time release on it where for the first however long till September 3rd, they're 800 points. After that, it's free. Everybody can have them. So if you can wait. If you got to have them now, you pay for them. That's
I haven't played any of the other ones.
I haven't either, so I'm just going to wait, personally. The next one, and oh man, did this start a flame war. I just got this morning. Everybody knows that the new Splinter Cell is exclusive to 360.
Right.
Well, apparently the Ubisoft developers went on record and stated that this game was not achievable on the PS3.
Oh.
Ow.
Yeah.
What?
I just kind of read this morning, and I kind of skimmed over it, and I thought I'd talk about it on here, but the Ubisoft developer said that everything that they're doing in the game, which if you read about the game, it sounds really cool. It's more like a James Bond this time as opposed to like a knight sneaking in the shadows. He'll go in, kind of like Hitman, where you get your outfits, and as long as you're not suspicious, you won't get caught. But the developer said with the AI and everything that's going on and everything in the game that it's not achievable on the PS3.
Ouch.
And that right there is going to spark huge, huge controversy. So
I mean, on the opposite side, Rockstar is also saying that the 360 might be hindering
the development of
Grand Theft Auto.
See, and
so,
I read through that comment, and I think it's been spun a couple times, because Dan Houser, in the interview, said, they asked him, they said, is there any difference between the two systems? And he said, both have their issues.
Right.
360 has this, and that we can't do, and then PS3 has this, that we can't do.
Right.
So it kind of got spun against the 360, but he said, yeah, it is holding it back a little bit.
Because
so
of
the processor and all that stuff. So.
So in other words, both systems will probably be, in the grand scheme of things, about just as powerful as each other, but for certain types of games, the 360 would be better, and certain other types, the PS3 might be better.
One of the big things that they're saying is holding it back on the 360 is, number one, that it's a DVD-based.
Yeah, the storage
and
space.
And number two, that there's no guaranteed hard drive.
Exactly.
So they can't, you know, guarantee the hard drive as a storage system, but, I mean,
if they can optimize it for the hard drive, kind of like Oblivion did, that will be fine, and I'll be cool with that. But the one thing to note is that everything you've seen so far is supposedly running on the 360.
Right.
So they must have ironed out some stuff, because it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. So.
Sweet. But I thought that was an interesting news tidbit this morning. Next up on the list to kind of counteract, I guess, Microsoft's spring update, the PlayStation Network will be going offline and receiving a huge update on Tuesday, whereas the spring update goes live on Monday. So it should be interesting to see what they roll out with that, see what they're going to try to counter.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about the spring update later, because everybody on the forums wants to know, what are we looking forward to in the spring update? So... next up on the list, the Guitar Hero 80s finally showed up on the release list.
Sweet!
Due out in June for $39.99 for the PlayStation 2.
Nice.
So expect an announcement soon about that, and probably an announcement for the downloadable version on the 360. The 360 version of Two Worlds was delayed. The Oblivion type game, which looked really good.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to that. So it kind of upsets me that it's delayed a little bit, but... not like I got time to play anything anyway. So
they said it was pretty much done. You could play it from beginning to end, and they just ran into something. They're going to delay it for a couple months, so hopefully it'll be worth it. The next one, and once again the 360 people will get happy about this, the Virtua Fighter 5 team actually begged Sega to allow them to make a 360 version, according to an interview in GamePro.
Thought it was already announced they're making one.
Well, they are, but in order to get it, they had to beg for it. They begged to work on the 360. They said they wanted to create a game on the 360, and they said that pretty much it should be identical. There should be no difference between the two versions.
Can't wait for that one.
And the interview, they also stated that the current state of fighting games is rather sad, and that we don't really have any anymore, and they're kind of upset about it.
It's true.
So, but, you know, and for all those people out there that rip on Mortal Kombat, the Virtua Fighter 5 developer said he's a big fan. So, yeah. What do you think about that?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right. Next up on the list, if you watched last week's NFL draft, you got to see the exclusive preview of Activision's new Call of Duty game. Now, the only reason that this makes a big headline is because it's no longer World War II. It is now modern combat.
Yeah, they announced that with the Call of Duty 3.
No, the last week during the draft.
Right.
When we were recording this podcast...
Right. Well, no, they announced that after Call of Duty 3 came out.
Well, it was rumored, but they actually showed the trailer.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I mean, they showed the trailer during the NFL draft of the new game, and it looks really good. I mean, and it is the developers that did Call of Duty 2. So, that's huge, because Call of Duty 2 was just like a masterpiece. So, really looking forward to that. Next up on the list, let me pull up my link here. This one's actually about Hironobu Sakaguchi, the developer of Blue Dragon.
Bless you.
He made
Sakaguchi.
He made some statements in the newest EGM about Microsoft and Sony. And I'm going to read this quote because it's so much better if you just take his words. It says, he said that he is not a fan of the PlayStation 3 because the architecture is tricky and that he doesn't like Ken Kutaragi.
It's like Playground all over again.
It is.
I'm not going to be on your dodgeball team because I don't like you.
All right, and here's his comment, and this is an exact quote about Microsoft. He says, Microsoft has to change its marketing strategy in Japan. There are a lot of excellent games on the 360, far better than what's on the Wii or the PS3. But not a lot of people in Japan have a clear idea of what games like Gears of War are all about. Just look at the Windows Vista commercial. It's terrible.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know, even developers of Xbox 360 will admit that they're not doing the best in Japan. But at least they're trying to help. And he is, you know, very happy about the lineup of software, which can't deny that it's incredible anyway.
Yeah.
But that was just kind of made me laugh. All right, so that wraps up pretty much all the news quickies, unless that I missed something that anybody else saw this week that kind of jumped out at them.
I can't really think of anything.
That was I tried to grab all the biggest stuff.
It's all been a blur lately, man. It's like, whoa.
Well, it's moving fast, but
Keanu Reeves on the podcast with us this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Morpheus.
Now we have the rumors. Rumors are always fun. We'll start off with Nippon Ichi is bringing Disgaea 3 to the PlayStation 3.
And you know what? It'll probably look about as good as Disgaea 2 for
and
the PS2.
Disgaea.
And Disgaea.
Was that PlayStation? Yeah, it was PlayStation 2.
It was PlayStation 2. I bet Disgaea 3, though, will be in 1080p.
It could be.
Yeah, but it'll be the same graphics. But
yeah, you know.
Higher resolution.
There's a lot of fans of that style of game.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I'm a fan of it.
All right. That's just a rumor. Here's the next rumor. Square to release a new Kingdom Hearts this year. Not Part 3 for the PlayStation 3.
It's going to be a side story. Another one.
Another side story.
Which,
man, they're going to milk that franchise for as much as they can. Dude, but it's Square, so
I
mean.
I got a rant, but...
You're used to that.
You going to wait till after the rumors?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up, and this one... Whew. Capcom is supposedly working on a remake of Mega Man 1 for the PlayStation Network.
Nice.
A completely new game, new graphics, everything. But based on the original Mega Man for downloadable game, which is just awesome.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean...
That is pretty awesome.
However... I get real excited about
I have the Mega Man Anniversary Collection with the original...
Yes,
Mega
I have
Man
that too.
And
I'm
then,
just saying.
And then you could buy Powered Up for the
PSP.
Which
is the remade for the PSP,
yeah.
Yeah,
you
have to have a PSP first.
If they just port Powered Up, I'll be upset. But if they make like a whole new game with like, imagine like Mega Man with like Guilty Gear sprites and animation. Remade.
I don't know. There's something really attractive, at least to me, from the old sprite of Mega Man.
What, all eight
just
sprites
the white,
on Mega Man?
Just the white face with the dashes for eyes and a little dash for a mouth.
And if you watch, he blinks.
Yeah. That little sprite blink. Bleep. But that's pretty
awesome.
Cool. Now the next one, this one is really going to hook me. But apparently Team Ninja is working on a Dead or Alive for the PlayStation 3 exclusively.
Yeah, it'll probably be another volleyball game. Dead or Alive swimsuit contest.
With beauty processor. And six axis control.
Six axis control.
Waga, 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 waga.
But seriously, if it's just like Sigma, where it's like DOA 4 with added stuff, okay. But if it's a whole new franchise, that's huge. Because Dead or Alive is one of the, five fighting franchises left. And you make it exclusive. I mean, that's what's huge about it on 360 is that it's exclusive.
I mean,
right now, what
if it's like the next Dead or Alive fighting game?
That's huge. I mean,
because
then 360 loses it, and you're going to lose all your DOA fans.
Because the thing is about Team Ninja is they're always rooting for the team that has like the highest processing power, pretty much. That's why they were with the Xbox at the time, because it was obviously better than the PS2 and GameCube. And then we're with the 360, which was the most powerful system at that time in terms of processing power. So now they're going to PS3, which, I don't know, I mean...
PS3 is nice, but I played Ninja Gaiden Sigma, and while it's good, it's not leaps and bounds, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that people on the PS3 can finally play this game, but it's not, like, huge.
Yeah.
It's basically like DOA 3 to DOA 4.
Exactly.
I mean, it's exactly like that.
I was about ready to say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like going from there, you know?
It's not a huge jump, but it's still a significant jump.
It's like the characters might not look any better, but the environments could be, like, bigger and more vast.
Yeah, and it's blazing fast, like, no slowdown.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous. All right, last rumor we have is Area 51 Blacksite demo, rumored for this month. Of course, we reported that a Forza demo was supposed to show up in April, too, and... Still haven't seen one of those.
Way to make us look bad.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody reported that, so it wasn't just
us. Way to make everyone look bad.
It just kind of didn't make it.
All right. Way to make Ryan incredibly disappointed.
Who's Ryan? I don't know Ryan.
He'd be the wombat.
Oh, that's right.
You know, we all have names.
Oh, that's right.
Waka, waka, waka.
I accidentally called Zero Tolerance by his real name on the podcast last week.
And yeah, like you don't know it anyway. It's on the website. It doesn't matter. All right, we're going to do new releases before we jump into the main discussion. So for the new releases this weekend, it's kind of themed. 360, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
PlayStation 3, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Which has the same font on the box as the system.
Nice.
What happened?
Yeah.
They copied off of them.
Yeah. So if
they
you got the box, if you got like the box for Spider-Man 3, you could put it right next to the system and it'll look like it goes together.
It belongs there.
Yes.
All right. Nintendo Wii, Spider-Man 3. And two other games, Legend of the Dragon and Heatseeker.
Neither of which have Spider-Man in them.
No, they do not.
In case you were wondering.
Legend of the Dragon actually looks kind of cool. It's like a fighting game. And then Heatseeker is a flying like jet game.
Which so might have Spider-Man in it.
It might. He's jumping from plane to plane. PlayStation 2 this week, once again, massive releases. Heatseeker, the same as the Wii. Crash Nitro Kart. Okay. Legend of the Dragon, another Wii game. Crash Bandicoot Wrath. Wrath
Wait,
of Cortex?
What?
I think it's a re-release.
They're re-releasing Wrath of Cortex?
I guess. Spider-Man 3.
They're really trying to milk that.
And they're re-releasing Spyro Enter the Dragonfly.
What the hell?
I don't know. What
are they
do?
Introducing like a new series? Like instead of their greatest hits, are they doing something else now?
Maybe it's like the place that. Well, maybe it's like Xbox's double whatever the platinum.
Platinum.
Oh.
But they're $10 instead of $20.
So you think that's double pack?
No. That might be a double pack, but you remember how Microsoft did the Platinum Hits, which were $20?
Right.
And then they did the special Platinum Hits, which were
$10?
Like Counter-Strike and Project Gotham.
Yeah,
they do. They did $10 Platinum Hits, too. So maybe that's what it is, or maybe it's a double pack. I don't know.
Huh.
PSP, Legend of the Dragon.
Yay.
The Cube, again, we reported that last week.
We have
it
no
apparently
idea what
didn't
the hell
come
that
out.
Is. If anybody knows what it is, let us know.
I saw it at the store, but it was behind glass, and I didn't want to go through the trouble of looking at the back of the box
because it was behind glass.
Yeah, yes, it was behind glass.
Because he might have to break it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Taito Legends Power Up, probably a compilation.
Yeah.
Ultimate Board Game Collection. I know you're excited.
Woo!
Woo.
Winx Club, join the club, which is a...
I think I'll pass.
Isn't that like a Bratz game? Or
I
something?
Have no
something
idea.
Like that,
yeah, I saw the box art, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And Spider-Man 3.
And which may or may not have Spider-Man in it.
It may not.
Spider-Man.
Nintendo DS, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Shrek the Third, and Devilish again, which is still
which we still have no idea
I still
what it
have
is.
No idea what that is. But that pretty much wraps up new releases, news, and rumors. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Mr. Khan has a rant that he's going to go on again in his section of The Thing Is. So we'll be right back after this. So, Khan, take me out. Alright, well, we're back with another one of our new segments. Mr. Khan is going to tell you all.
The thing is.
Here we go.
Okay. This rant I would like to call Final Fantasy the Whore.
Yes. Best rant title ever.
Okay. And this is coming from. Okay. Set the way back machine to like. The late 80s, like 88. Final Fantasy first came out, right? I got it the very first day it came out, so I was a fan of the series from day one. I loved it. I got Final Fantasy 2 when it came out for the Super Nintendo back in the early 90s. I got Final Fantasy 3 the first day it came out.
Where did you get all this money?
It was like early birthday, early Christmas present type stuff.
So, did you play Final Fantasy Mystic Quest?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. I know I've said it on the podcast before, but we have a whole new set of listeners. I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to get flamed to death for it by the Square Final Fantasy lovers. Mystic Quest, the only Final Fantasy game I ever liked. And it's the one that everybody else hates. And it's the only one that I like.
Well, here's the funny thing. The Mystic Quest game actually wasn't a Final Fantasy game
no.
in Japan.
Right.
In Japan, it was the first game in the Mana series. And they brought it over here and called it Final Fantasy.
You see that? This is his love
That's
for
knowledge.
Final Fantasy right there.
Right there.
The more you
knowledge.
Know.
Yeah, so I'm a big Final Fantasy fan. Well, I used to be anyway. But here's the thing.
That's a bold statement.
Here's
it
the
is.
Thing.
He already ripped on Sakaguchi. Now it's Final Fantasy. Or not Sakaguchi, Miyamoto.
Yeah.
And now it's Final Fantasy. So I'm, you got my interest peaked. I'm listening.
I loved Final Fantasy VII. I thought it was the best game ever. Like, pretty much, like, at least the best RPG ever. It did so many new things. It was going in so many new directions, you know. You could go to the arcade in the game and play arcade games. And this was before...
Shinmu.
Yeah, this is before Shinmu that you could do that in.
The more you know.
Yeah. And so, I liked 10, and I really loved 12. Here's where it starts getting ugly. Final Fantasy 13. They're making like three games for it, right? It's coming out for PS3. It looks good. Don't get me wrong, it looks good. But here's the thing. Squaresoft is turning it into a slutty whore, right?
Wow.
Dude, three games. And the latest rumor I've read is that Squaresoft wants to turn Final Fantasy 13 into its own franchise.
What?
What the fudge-sickle is going on here?
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, the game also, doesn't it, like, span 10 years? The game itself, like, inside the game, from beginning to end, it spans 10 years of time.
Why the hell are they still numbering them? Seriously. I don't understand why they're still numbering them.
I don't know why they numbered them to begin with, because none of the other ones had anything to do with the other ones. It just doesn't.
Except X2.
Wow.
Which was the stupidest thing of all time. This is Final Fantasy X. And this is Final Fantasy X-2.
No, that was Final Fantasy Destiny's Child. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, man. And they want to turn Final Fantasy 13 into its own franchise because you got Final Fantasy 13. Then you got Final Fantasy 13 Versus. And then you got Final Fantasy 13. I can't even pronounce what the word was. It was like,
wasn't there also another one, like, trademarked that they haven't announced yet?
I think there's one called... Aria, and another one called, like, Hexodus or something. So I think there's, like, maybe four Final Fantasy 13 games, and that's, like, all that we know of right now, and they want to turn 13 itself into a franchise. And here's the thing. 13's not even out yet. 13's not even going to be out for another year and a half, probably. It'll probably only be out till Christmas of 08. So why in the hell are they already making a franchise of a game that we don't even know if we like or not? I mean, this is the arrogance of Squaresoft nowadays. They think that because they can slap Final Fantasy on a piece of crap like Dirge of Cerberus, that people will flock in groves and buy Final Fantasy games. It's like Final Fantasy has created an army of Final Fantasy gimps, and they're just like so willing to like dish out money for anything that says Final Fantasy on it.
I hate it.
It sucks.
I wish we could take a screen capture of what the recording system looks like right now, because it looks like a Geiger counter during an earthquake. It's like, or not a Geiger counter, whatever the earthquake thing is. Geiger counters for radioactive stuff. But it's seriously jumping all over the place with anger.
Yeah. Wow. I just think Final Fantasy is like the slutty whore on the street corner lifting up her skirt for all onlookers. I mean, I'm serious. Final Fantasy has become like it's like worse than EA. It's become like the epitome of the devil. It's like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Hope you guys weren't hoping to get any free stuff from Square.
Or EA.
Yeah, or EA.
All right, well,
by the way, two of the biggest game developers in the world, both of you are whores.
Okay, well, let's back this up for a second, and let's stop. The big question about your rant here is, whose fault is that?
The consumer.
The gaming public.
Yeah.
Yes. It's their fault, because how many times have you bought Final Fantasy 1, 2, and 3? GBA, DS. How many copies of Dirge of Cerberus did sell? You know? How
Me
many?
Personally? None.
No, I mean, seriously, it sold a lot. Because it had what on the front?
And dude, don't get me started on the remakes that they're trying to remake every single Final Fantasy game two or three times.
And they're also going to do them on the PSP, from what I hear.
Yeah.
So, and they're going to sell again.
Exactly.
So, you know, whose fault is it?
And I'd like to close this rant with a little bit more of a relaxation type of feeling. Sakaguchi was the soul of Final Fantasy. He left, and he's making Blue Dragon.
And Lost Odyssey.
And Lost Odyssey. And here's what I would like to leave with the so-called RPG gamer, you know, the so-called, you know, self-proclaimed RPG gamer, but who only plays Final Fantasy games. If you're not excited about Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey, and you're only excited about Final Fantasy 13, get back on the Final Fantasy GIMP train and go back
GIMP
to playing
train.
Your Final Fantasy.
And somewhere there is a big-eyed, spiky-haired teenager with a giant sword crying in a corner.
Where's the disclaimer?
The disclaimer? Oh, wait, hold on.
The news the and news.
The opinions of GambusCon do not reflect the entire site of News for Gamers or ZTGameDomain.com. Thank you, trademarked.
I don't like Final Fantasy. I hate them, but damn.
The content of this Final Fantasy may right not now. Be suitable for all Jesus. Listeners. Viewer discretion is advised.
Wow, that, you scared me a little bit.
Yeah, this rant, I've been thinking about it, like, all week.
It's
so.
Been festering.
Yeah.
We could tell.
He looked, yeah. I wish you guys could.
He brought out the fudge
signal. I wish you guys could see it, too, because he's standing up here like he's conducting an orchestra while he's talking. Hands are going all over the place.
Started flinging shit. Oh, God, look out.
Oh, Lord, man. Well, I'm glad there was nothing for you near you to punch. I thought you
hey, I'm near
it.
Him, motherfucker.
I'm near
don't give him any ideas.
I'm within striking distance. What the hell?
I'm safe over here.
Yeah, well, at least someone's safe. Unlike EA and Squaresoft.
Yeah, apparently they're not safe from the con.
No.
No one's safe from the con.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let's move away from that and let's move on to some other things. First up on, one of the members of our forum, Zero Function, thinks that on this podcast, and yes, I said his gamer tag. He likes it when we say his gamer tag on the air.
What Zero Function?
Zero Function.
One more time?
Zero Function. See? Three times. But,
Zero Function.
Okay. But he thinks that we should get everybody together and start an N4G clan for games like Rainbow Six, Grawl 2, Halo. Battlefield, Halo, I mean everything. So if you guys want to join this clan, Zero Function, you want to be in charge if you want to start a thread somewhere, we'll get everybody in there, trade gamer tags, network tags, whatever, and we'll get a group of people together and we'll start playing some games. So be looking for that thread soon.
Soon.
Next up,
Zero Function.
Zero Function.
Who?
Another member of our yes, thank you. Another member of our forums would like to know, and we'll go around the room like a little discussion table, and what everybody's looking forward to the most with the spring update. So we'll start with Mr. Wolverine over there.
Yeah, start with him first.
Yes.
I got to start
so
first
with the spring update coming, what is your most look? You know, what are you most looking forward to on Monday when we get to download this beautiful new dashboard?
I haven't really been kept up to date on it, so refresh me.
Fresh. Okay. Well, you have the text chat with MSN, so you can now text chat. You can have, what is it, like 500 contacts on your list now?
I think so.
On your friends list that you're able to chat with. You can chat during doing anything. The new keyboard's coming out that'll attach to the bottom of the controller. So
that's
you can
solid.
Just type, which is really cool. You will also be able to do background downloading now with a low power system. So you can turn your system on low power, start a download, press power, it shuts all the system down except for the download, and then when the download's done, it shuts the system off. That's
an
nice.
Incredible feature.
The achievement notification now, when it pops up and it shows it to you, it gives you a description of what it is and how many points you got so you don't have to press the button anymore to see
another
that.
Another fantastic idea.
That's a great one. There's a few other features, like the live arcade section is obviously going to be revamped again. You'll be able to send messages. You'll be able to send messages about your achievements. Like, say I get an achievement in something, I can automatically hit the button, send Killer Wolverine this message. I just got this achievement for this many points, you know. The Marketplace, there's a new Blade. The new Blade is Marketplace. It's going to contain
cool.
all the regular stuff, video,
blade.
Marketplace, all of that stuff. It's all been changed, streamlined, all done with pictures, descriptions, and everything. So, out of all of those wonderful features, what are you most looking forward to?
The DivX movies.
DivX movies?
You can play DivX now.
You talking about AVI format? So the new DivX codec. See, he knew something
he
that
did.
I didn't even mention.
And he's acting like he didn't know anything. I haven't been kept up to date on it. Blah,
I really
blah, blah, blah. DivX movies.
There's a lot of it I really didn't know, but the achievement thing I'm looking forward to where it pops up so you have to hit the guide button.
Yeah,
see, I didn't know much about the DivX movies, which will make me happy because I have a lot of AVI files on my hard drive that I can't watch on my media center. So that's huge for me, too.
So I'm looking forward to that. The power down thing.
The power down thing is cool because I know you do a lot of movies.
Yeah, I do.
And that would be huge for movies. Oh, and you'll also now be able to fast forward, rewind, and everything while it's still downloading.
Good. Well, do they improve the fast forward and rewind?
They also improve the download speed of the movies, so they will now download much faster.
The high def, it usually takes a couple hours, but...
Yeah, they've actually streamlined it to where, like, it will move a lot faster. So
the only thing I have with the playback is that rewind stuff. If they improve that, that's fine.
I don't know. We'll have to see on Monday if they improve that. But you'll be able to do it now while it's downloading instead of just being able to watch it.
That text thing, the keyboard, I don't know about that. I mean, didn't Sony have a similar controller, too, where they had the keyboard on there?
It wasn't really first
party, it wasn't first party, though.
Yeah,
it was actually made by...
I mean, how often are you going to use that? I mean,
was it Nyko?
Is it in-game, though?
I think so.
That made that?
Is some game is going to support that? I don't
know. But the thing about it is it's integrated with MSN Messenger. So say, like, I'm at work, and I'm on my MSN Messenger, and you're on Xbox Live, I can sit there and chat with you between the two without having to go through the website. I can just chat with you in a window. It pops up a little black window
even
on the
phone. Even when you're playing a game?
Anytime you want.
That's annoying.
But you can turn that off. I'm just saying, if you want, like, say you're watching a movie or something, or you're playing a game, and you just want to chat, you can bring it up, and it overlays everything, over anything you're doing.
It overlays
or you can,
on the bottom of the controller?
Mm-hmm.
And the headset goes in underneath the keyboard, then?
Mm-hmm. People that actually had it on there said that it's not intrusive at all. It's really nice.
When we expect that?
The keyboard due out probably sometime in summer. But this new features for all that. But it's free, and you don't have to use it.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that, but I'm worried about
don't complain about free
the keyboard, but I have a wireless keyboard hooked up to mine, and every time I want to text chat with somebody, I always got to pull it out, type it up, put it back, you know. If that's on there, and it's not intrusive, and I can still play games with it on there, I'll be very happy.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see about that.
What about you? What are you most looking forward to, Mr. Colin?
I'm looking forward to the new look. Hopefully you'll have... The thing is, though, is it already has a really good look. I'm just looking for, you know, something fresh, you know.
Well, the marketplace will be where you want to go then, because they've completely changed the way it looks and everything.
Okay, because I'm hoping that the marketplace will be more intuitive. Because it's kind of like, in order to find something on our marketplace, you actually really have to search for it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the problems I have. I'm spoiled by iTunes. And with iTunes, it's like every new thing that comes out is like just glaring out of the screen at you.
Glaring.
It's got a real intuitive system, you know. You don't really have to look that hard if you want to find something. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm really wondering if, because you got the themes, the desktop themes for the 360. I'm wondering if, because there's a new blade, if it's just going to be a blank blade.
No, the marketplace blade will actually be skinned to whatever you're looking at. So, say you're looking at a Forza 2 download, it will have Forza 2 in the background.
That's cool.
So it skins based on whatever. Like if you go to Video Marketplace now, it does that. Like if you go to Comedy Central, there's a Comedy Central background. If you go to Chappelle Show, there's a Chappelle Show background.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
So that's the way the marketplace will be in. I saw a few screenshots of it, and like when you select a game now, it's not only just like a picture and a description, but there's actually like listed things. And another cool thing that, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen yet we'll see on Monday that we'll dive into and we'll talk about next week. But, like, when you put in a game now, it'll actually say down at the bottom, play whatever game you got in the tray.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome. And
then, sometimes I forget what's in there. And it just says play a game, and I'm like, what do I have in there?
But on top of that,
I got to get up off the couch.
Yeah, you know, that's a pain in the ass. But on top of that, if you go to the games blade, you know that big square that's mm-hmm. next to the your menu?
Yeah.
That'll now show you what it looks like on your gamer card. It'll show you what game is in there and the last four achievements that you earned in it.
Nice.
So, I mean, little things like that, it's really streamlining the interface.
That's one thing, you know, I really, I'll hand to the Wii. I really like the boot-up interface for the Wii. I like the channels.
The channels thing?
Yeah, and I like how, you know, basically, and I know channels, so that's what it's supposed to look like, but it looks like, you know, little TVs showing you what...
Exactly what you're looking at. The only thing I don't like about the Wii's setup is that everything is just kind of fluttered all around on there.
Right.
So if you're like, you have a bunch of virtual console games, they're just kind of all there. I would like to be able to pair them to, like, system. So, like, here's all my TurboGrafx games. You hit that button, it brings up another set of TVs that shows you all the TurboGrafx games.
But you can drag windows.
Yeah, you can drag them anywhere you want. I would just like to be... Because once somebody fills all those up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, eventually, over 2 or 3 years, you get virtual console games just filling the whole screen. It would be nice to be able to separate them. Kind of like 360 did. like what 360 did with the arcade, where you can flip over to category and pick by puzzle games, right, action games, stuff like that. That would be cool. Do it by system on the Wii's Virtual Console. That'd make me happy. But what about you? What are you looking most forward to in this update?
Oh, man, the background downloads thing is a fantastic idea, because it's, you know, if I want to download a demo or something and I have to leave, I don't want to leave my 360 on and get the red light of death.
Yeah.
So that'll be incredibly nice. And the achievement point thing I've been saying all along is something that they should do, because there's no point in just having a little achievement unlocked thing pop up when you could have a little row of text.
I don't know. Sometimes I like having a surprise.
You like the mystery?
Going through the game and like, all right, I'm going to stop and see what it was. Oh, no shit. But then sometimes I'm disappointed. Like, oh.
That's all I
got. It's kind of a mixed blessing.
It really is. And, that's probably my most look forward to thing is the achievement thing, because like I'm such a whore about them that I love to get them all the time, and
whore.
When they pop up, I always have to hit that button.
I think we should.
Yeah, but it's a nice surprise though when you hit the button.
It is a nice surprise, but it also interrupts my game.
Well, so does looking at the screen though.
It will, but I can just glance down real quick. I don't have to stop, press the button, have the shit come up.
Yeah, but what if it's like long?
Well, you know, they'll shorten it. You know, it'll show you how many points you got. You know, the points are really all I care about. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's right. I think instead of achievement whore, in honor of Gambus, I think we ought to call you an achievement square.
Achievement square?
Or achievement Final Fantasy. just in honor of Gambus Khan's
Why don't you just call me an achievement gimp?
Yeah, the gimp wagon.
The gimp wagon of achievements. I'm right here. Recognize me.
Recognize.
All right. Same thing. Now, this is opposing. This is blah. I lost my train of thought there for a second. Now that we've said what we would like to, we're blah. Can't get through this. I'm losing my voice. Now that we've said what we're looking most forward to in the spring update, what would you like to see added? And don't say multi-party voice chat. I want to hear something new.
Multi-party voice chat.
What do you want added to
the
dashboard?
Twist.
What the twist?
What's the twist?
I don't know. Start somewhere else.
Okay, what do you want in the dashboard? A new feature that they would add that you would like?
What would I like in the dashboard that's a new feature that they could add that I would like?
That was the question. There's got to be something that every time you
know.
Play your 360, you're like, I wish that I could do this, or I wish that they would do that.
It'd be kind of cool... And I don't know, they may already have this. I don't think they do. I don't buy a whole lot of arcade games, but it would be kind of cool if in the arcade game section, when you tab down to a game that you were interested in downloading, if maybe a little video window came up, showed you a little clip of it, so you could tell what it was before...
Like a trailer for the game?
Right, before you,
nice.
Before you
bought
it.
That would be cool.
Because,
well,
you know, there's some of those
games.
Yeah, but you got to download those.
It doesn't take long.
But still, maybe I don't want to waste time downloading it if it sucks. I'd rather just see like a little 10-second clip of it showing me
what
it looks
like. That would be kind of cool, because then like you see like a game like Catan, maybe you don't know what the hell it is.
Right.
And you just kind of
chill there for a second.
A little preview video or something, you know, and that'd be cool. Or even like a screenshot slideshow.
Yeah.
And just let you see the game,
yeah.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool. All right, I like that one. What about you? What would you like to see added?
What would I like to see added?
Don't get into my speech impediment. We already have one problem. We don't need another one.
All right, let's see here. What would I like to see? I got a little complaint about some of the like the downloadable shows
this
on Xbox Live.
Rant, is it?
It's not real.
Okay.
It's not a rant. It's just a little inconvenience. Like for a show, take for instance Enterprise, Star Trek. You know how they always have the previews where you could watch a little preview, which is usually about, you know, between 30 seconds to a minute long?
Yeah.
Well, my complaint is all the previews for some of the shows are the opening for the show. So you don't even get to see any of the episode of what it is. It's just the opening, and that's the preview. And it's like, okay, so they're all the same preview, you know. I'd like to see each preview, like, being kind of a pivotal point in the show, just enough to let you know what episode it is. Like, if maybe you saw it on TV, and you're like, huh, that looked like a cool episode. So then you have, like, a piece of the episode as the preview instead of the opening.
Good idea.
That's a good one. Have you thought of one yet, or should I go?
I'm just... I'm going against that too. They have a description at the bottom of what the episode is. I guess half America doesn't like to read. I guess so.
You're just
listen to you.
You're just negative.
Well, the only thing I can complain about is the movie trailers. It's a scene from the movie. Just if you're gonna have movies on the marketplace, have the actual trailer.
But that also means that they would have to actually up that different footage. You know what I mean? Whereas with the preview, they can just take like a glimpse of it.
Right.
You know?
Still can't be that hard.
I would also like to see more movie trailers.
Updated movie trailers more regularly.
Yeah, because
that would be nice.
Because usually it's like you get a new movie trailer about once every 2 to 3 weeks, and it's usually a trailer that's already been on the internet for over a month already. So I'd like to see them like update movie trailers. Maybe put. And the thing is, all the movie trailers are all like geared towards, you know, action movies. I'd like to see like a more of a wide variety of movie trailers.
You'd like to see a lot of his favorite chick flick movies.
Well, yeah.
Trailers on.
You've got mail.
No.
He'd like to see a trailer for In the Land of Women on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
That must be in the Pokey Crack section.
It must be.
The Pokey Crack.
He'd like to see a trailer for Pokey Crack on the
Well, that's
Xbox
more of a
Live.
Content thing than a feature thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. For me, since he still doesn't... Do you have any idea? Here's a big one, and this one annoys the piss out of me. Being able to switch between chats without having to go through 5 menus. Like, if I'm in a private chat with somebody, and somebody else private chats me, and I hit the button and I go into that chat, if I leave and go back to doing what I was doing while I'm chatting with them, I gotta hit the guide button, go straight down to my menu, pick private chat, switch back over, close the menu.
So what are you saying, party chat?
No. I'm not saying
so
party chat, I'm just
saying
a quick switch.
That you'd like to have voice chat with more than one person.
Which is party chat.
No, I would like to have different conversations with people. I would just like it to be easier to switch between them.
Oh, gotcha.
See? That's what
so
I'm saying.
So you don't want one person to hear what the other person is saying?
Maybe not.
Maybe
I'm having
like
a conversation.
Secret spy conversation.
You know, maybe I'm having a conversation over here, and then this conversation over here didn't have anything to do with this conversation over here, so.
What do you talk to Killer Wolverine about that you couldn't talk to me about? Huh?
My feelings.
I'm a good listener.
You might be a good listener. You might be.
Well, you know, I might be talking to Gambus about Final Fantasy. Do you want to be in that conversation?
Hell no.
You might after his rant.
Yeah, no doubt.
That'd be some entertaining stuff.
I think your cat might be dead.
Yeah, it happens.
It's been laying in the same place staring straight ahead for like an hour.
Yeah, you know, he just doesn't pay much attention. All right, so that pretty much wraps up that. So we're going to take one last break, and then when we come back, we'll be back with a few forum topics and our top 10 list. So, Mr. Khan, if you would please take us out. All right, well, we're back for the final segment, and for this we have some forum topics and our top 10 list, which is the top 10 franchises that time forgot, which is basically 10 games, 10 franchise games that were good, and then they just kind of disappeared. But we're going to start off with the forum topics, and the first one, I wasn't going to put it on here because it got locked, because it kind of turned into a little hate fest, but this one was started by a Perezzi07, I guess.
I can't pronounce these names.
I can't. Why Halo 3 will fail?
Yeah,
that's
it's
funny.
Fail, let me tell you.
All right. Basically, he says that Halo 3 is a small upgrade to Halo 2. Graphically, it looks fine. They keep saying this game will show what the 360 is about. Overall, I was not impressed with Halo 3, because, you know, he played it.
Oh, yeah.
It's out right
but,
now.
But, no, I'm sorry, the next sentence he says, from what I have seen, in big capital letters. And I'm sure 360 fans can agree with me.
360 fans, do we agree?
No.
Nope.
Now, here's the thing, okay? There is no way it will fail.
No, there's no
okay.
possible
I
way.
I mean, Madden, every year...
Same thing?
...is exactly the same game. Does it fail, ever?
No.
No. No. And...
Yeah,
Halo 3 will...
No comment, because I'm...
You're flabbergasted.
Inside.
You know what? If you want to talk about, and this, you know, this might catch me some heat, but before I say it, I'm going to preface it with the fact that I think this is an incredibly fantastic game. God of War 2, okay? The difference between God of War 2 and God of War 1, other than story and environments, not that much.
No.
Guess what? Doesn't mean God of War 2 isn't a fantastic game. Doesn't mean God of War 2 hasn't been a commercial success.
No.
And, I mean, all you got to do, if you have a game as good as Halo 2 was, just, let's just take the multiplayer.
Just the multiplayer is all you need to take.
If you take Halo 2's multiplayer, okay, and you make a visual upgrade and a couple upgrades to the game type, guess what? You just made a good game better.
Yes.
Okay? As long as you don't go backwards on anything, it can't fail, because all you're doing is making a good game better. Even if you're not making it, you know, leaps and bounds better. You know, like I said, God of War 2 wasn't leaps and bounds better than the first one.
But it was a great,
there weren't
it was a great
leaps
game.
Leaps and bounds to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you make the multiplayer in Halo 3 even, you know, a tenth better than Halo 2, you're improving the game, not, you know, going backwards.
No, there will definitely be no going backwards when it comes to Halo 3. And the big thing with that is, and I think a lot of people, the reason they're complaining is because, once again, it doesn't look like Gears of War. And
right.
That is what I hate about Xbox fans. If the game doesn't look good, they think it's going to fail.
Exactly.
I mean, you look at, like, Earth Defense Force 2017. I always bring this up because this is a great game. It is a great, just straight-ahead action game. No Xbox 360 owners want to buy it because it doesn't look good. It looks like a PlayStation 2
game.
Right.
People are spoiled by Gears of War. And, I mean, we've gone over my feelings on Gears of War on this podcast before. I'm not going to go there again. But, I mean, a game doesn't have to look like Gears of War to be fantastic.
No, it doesn't in any aspect. I mean, I can't think of a game that looks as good as Gears of War. I really can't. I mean,
yeah.
It is a gorgeous game. But I can think of a lot of games I enjoy more than Gears
absolutely.
Of War.
I enjoy Mega Man. I would rather go back and play Mega Man 2 on the NES than play Gears of War. And guess what? Mega Man 2 does not resemble Gears of War visually.
No, it doesn't.
People get too hung up on graphics, but like I said, even if from a gameplay standpoint, Halo 3 is exactly the same as Halo 2, just with a slight visual upgrade, and maybe they added a couple more weapons and a couple more, you know, maps. Guess what? That's not what's going to happen, number one.
No.
But number two, it's still improving on an already good game. So I don't understand how you could say it's a step back.
I don't understand
that.
You
can't say it's a step back right now, because we haven't fucking played it.
Right, exactly.
No, we'll get to play it in 2 weeks.
We'll play the multiplayer.
Woo! Yes, we'll play the multiplayer in 2 weeks, but that's going to be a big chunk of what decides that game's, you know, long-lasting appeal, because...
I guess, am I the only one waiting for the single player
to
finish
out
the story?
No, I mean, I said long-lasting appeal.
Oh, right.
Because you'll play through the single player, and then you'll be done. It's the multiplayer that will keep you playing. Although, with Halo 1... I played the single player a little more than the multiplayer because the levels were so good.
Right,
Halo
but,
2, I didn't go back and play
them.
But
then again, if Halo 1 would have been online, we'd have all played the multiplayer a heck of a lot
more. Oh, yeah. I mean, that would have made a big difference.
I played multiplayer a lot anyway in the first one.
We played a lot of multiplayer on the first one, too, but the big thing about the second one, or the first one, was that the single player, in my opinion, was better than the single player in the second one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because the levels of the first Halo were just, I mean, that snow level I could play over and over and over and over again. I mean,
right.
I love that. I love the first Halo single player.
But see, this is, I mean, a lot of gamers to me nowadays, and once again, we're going on a nowadays rant. I feel like I'm like 80 years old. Back in my day, we didn't complain about... No, it's like, if a game isn't, you know, light years ahead of its sequel, it's a failure. And it's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
It's like they expect a franchise to come out, and they expect every game to be different than the one before it. And it's not going to happen, because then you lose what made the game, or what made the franchise successful in the first place.
Yeah, you can't change a formula too much.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at, for instance, the way they did, like, with Call of Duty on the Wii, where they made it with the motion control, they changed it, and it wasn't nearly as good.
No, completely destroyed the experience.
Call of Duty is a straight-ahead first-person shooter, and it's scripted, it's very, you know, dramatic, and when you put it on the Wii, you take away a lot of what made it good, and they changed
it,
you know, so it wasn't as good of a game as it was on the 360 and the PS3.
Right.
So
There are certain aspects, if you have a successful franchise, there are certain aspects of the franchise that you can afford to change and make the game better.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain aspects of the franchise that you cannot afford to change for the good of the franchise. You can change it for change's sake, but if it doesn't make the franchise better, then what's the point? It's like if somebody said, yeah, we're going to change Grand Theft Auto, we're going to make it a first-person shooter. it's not going to work.
No, not at all.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto is a perfect example of this, of a franchise changing for the positive. Because, you know, granted, if anybody's ever played the first Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation, fun as hell, but it looked terrible.
Yeah.
And it was top-down, but even Grand Theft Auto 4 keeps the same spirit of the first one. You know what I mean? It's not, they haven't radically changed anything to make it better, and I think that's what people are expecting with Halo. They're expecting something to change radically, and it's not going to happen.
No, because if you change it, it's going to not be Halo.
Right.
You might as well make it be Halo Wars.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Just make a different spin-off of the game. You can't change it dramatically. It's,
yeah, you
it's
can like, compare that to Resident Evil. Look what they tried with Dead Aim.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
When they tried to do a different version of it, yeah, it just. It's not very good.
So I don't know what he's expecting from Halo to do.
Yeah, that's what
I think. I think people, it's all about graphics. I really think it is.
And like you're right, we're spoiled, but it's not gonna. If it's gonna look like Halo 2, oh fucking well.
From the screenshots I've seen, it doesn't look like Halo 2.
No, it does.
I mean, it doesn't look like Gears of War, but it doesn't look like Halo 2.
I'm just saying, if it looks like Halo 2, oh well. If it plays like Halo 2, that's all
it better play like Halo 2. That's my opinion.
As long as the game is fun, then suck it up.
But see, people are disappointed because it's not this huge jump graphically. But guess what? Halo 2 was one of the best looking games on the original Xbox.
It was.
Yeah.
So I mean,
we can't look at screenshots now when it's what? What is it? May?
Right.
6 months down the road, it's got a lot of time left before it even comes out.
Yeah, I would rather play Halo 2 right now than something like Resistance: Fall of Man.
Oh.
Well, you know,
we're not going to get started on Resistance: Fall of Man.
See, I liked Resistance. I just felt it kind of. I mean, it's single player kind of lacked.
I didn't play much of it because I don't have a PS3. But the little bit that I played, I wasn't. I mean, it was good, but I wasn't sold on it.
And here's another thing about this guy's argument that you really can't take to the bank is take a look at another game that you know doesn't deviate from its graphical and gameplay stance. And it's been the same for roughly about 8-9 years now, and that's Pokemon. Now that was a big failure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That hardly sold any copies.
You know what was a failure in Pokemon? When they put it on a console.
Yeah.
Well,
it didn't sell nearly.
There you go. Pokemon Coliseum. They radically changed the formula of the game.
No, let's not. Let's do one better. Pokemon Snap.
Oh, God. Don't.
Oh, jeez.
Who else remember that game?
I swore to myself that I would never think of Pokemon Snap. But no, seriously, when you have a successful franchise, and granted, people can say, oh, it's a cop-out not to make too many changes. But you know what? It's not a cop-out because you don't want to ruin the game that you got.
Don't fix what's not broke.
Exactly.
That was great English.
Should leave it at that.
Don't fix what ain't broke.
Don't fix what ain't broke. All right. Well, let's move away from that because we can sit here and argue about Halo all day long.
Indeed. Yeah, we can.
The next one is a thread. The forums have been slow, so I've been kind of like really digging through these to find some good ones. But somebody started a thread, and this once again fuels the console war. Is the three big titles for this year, supposedly. And which one's going to win? Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which I don't understand why they would pick that over Mario Galaxy.
No, I don't know.
Versus Halo 3 versus Metal Gear Solid 4, which
we don't even know
that this is coming out this year.
You know what the big deciding factor in all of those is going to be? Multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Smash Bros., great multiplayer.
It has to be
online. But if I'm not, I was about to say, they haven't confirmed online.
No.
And Metal Gear, does that ever have multiplayer?
No.
Yeah, subsistence.
Well, but
it was fun though. I liked it. I don't like trying to find.
Compare the multiplayer in subsistence to the multiplayer in Halo 3 and Super Smash Bros.
But I think Metal Gear has strong fan base and it's a strong game to not have multiplayer.
So. It's strong enough to base right off its single player because its single player is just that good.
Right.
It's three different audiences, though.
It is really three different audiences, but I think the big thing is like they're trying to figure out which one of these games is going to be the game to sell that system this holiday. I think is really what the question is.
I honestly don't think that Super Smash Bros. Is going to be the game even for the Wii.
I don't think it is either.
I think Galaxy is going to be the game for the Wii. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, and this is another, we're back to the whole argument from last week, that Super Smash Bros., they market the entire system around motion control, and guess what? No motion control.
No, there's
and, you know,
not
somebody,
in Smash Bros.
Somebody made the comment on the forum that, you know, well, I can't imagine how they would even use motion control in Super Smash Bros. That's the entire point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's bad that you have to make people use the GameCube controller or the classic controller to play a game on the Wii. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I mean, if you're not going to use a motion control, what's the benefit of having it on the Wii in the first place? The graphics aren't that much better than the GameCube.
I don't understand having to use the classic controller or the GameCube controller either, because from what I remember of Smash Brothers, it was simple. It was two buttons and D-pad.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you could just use the regular Wiimote and turn it sideways. So, I mean, in the motion control, yeah, there's really no point in having it in Smash Brothers.
No.
So, I don't think Smash Brothers will be the game for the Wii this year, and like we said earlier, if it's not online, it's...
toast.
People will still buy the hell out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're going to get a lot of flack for not having it online, because that is the next upgrade to Smash Brothers. There's not much else you can do with it.
Exactly.
You can put Snake in it all day long. You can put Sonic in it all day
long.
You can add
new characters. You can add, new... whatever you want, but, I mean...
That goes for any fighting game. It's just, like with Dead or Alive 4 was the only online fighting game after Mortal Kombat, and now it's like, Tekken didn't go online. Tekken's probably not going to go online.
Right.
Virtua Fighter wasn't online. I love Virtua Fighter. Great game, but it's still 4 with better graphics, and it's very disappointing to me that there's no online, and that's what hurts it the most.
Right, and it goes back to, of course it goes back to what we were just talking about, where you don't want to change the Smash Brothers formula too much, because you ruin the franchise,
but putting online,
online is the next step for Smash Brothers. So I don't understand, if they don't go online, it's going to be a huge failure for Nintendo.
Oh yeah.
Not commercially, obviously, but it's just going to be a huge, huge blow to that game as far as it compares to Metal Gear and Halo, in my opinion.
So, is it going to be Halo, Metal Gear? Do you think... for me, it's Halo or Metal Gear. One of those two are going to be...
If we're talking system seller...
It's Halo.
I'm going to disagree. If we're talking system seller, I'm going to say Metal Gear, because chances are a lot of the people who are Halo fans already have a 360. A lot of people that I've talked to and a lot of people that I've seen online are waiting on the PS3 specifically for Metal Gear.
Yeah.
If we're talking system seller, to me, it's Metal Gear. Now, if we're talking which game is going to be the most successful financially, it's Halo.
Yeah.
Because, you don't have a big enough installed user base right now of PS3s to beat out Halo. And you're probably not going to, even though it's going to sell a lot of systems, you're probably not going to make up that ground.
Not with a $600 console.
No, not with a $600
console. You drop it to $500, maybe.
You might.
But not at a $600 price tag.
Right. So, if we're talking selling systems, I'm going to say Metal Gear is going to be the most successful. If we're talking financially successful, I'm going to say Halo 3.
I'm going to say, though, right now, that I think Halo 3 will surprise a lot of people of how many systems it does move. And I will be very surprised at how many Xbox Live accounts it moves.
Oh, Xbox Live accounts. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to move a lot. And I think it's going to move more systems than we anticipate. Because I think a lot of the Halo fans maybe didn't upgrade yet. Because they can still play Halo. And that's their game on the regular Xbox. So maybe not as much as Metal Gear. Because Metal Gear is going to push that system. That is the game.
Right.
Yeah.
So. The other thing, too, I think, is Halo is coming out a lot farther along in the system shelf life. For the Xbox than Metal Gear is for the PlayStation's shelf life. So, like I said, your installed user base has had a chance to get bigger before Halo even launches.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess the general consensus is in this entire argument is that Smash Brothers is not going to be it. And like I said, we've lately, the last couple weeks, been kind of ripping on the Wii, but... I'm looking forward to Smash Brothers because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's not...
See, for me, if it's not online, I don't know that I will buy it because I don't know that I'll ever have enough people over to play it, what I mean? So I don't know that, sitting at home, I'm going to buy it enough to warrant playing it over and over again. I may just go out and pick up Melee.
Right, I think that's the thing. I love the last Super Smash Brothers. I thought it was fantastic, but the thing that's kind of tempering... My excitement for the new one is the online. As soon as Nintendo announces, online or not online, that'll be when I gauge my excitement level on it. But for now, I'm just kind of waiting to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if they say it's online, I'm going to be real excited about it because I think it'll be a blast. But
oh, yeah, definitely.
Without online. So, let's add to this argument a little bit and change it. What about, as far as system sellers go, Mario Galaxy? Versus Halo versus Metal Gear.
With Mario Galaxy, I think it's going to move more Wiis than any other game. Not that the Wii has a problem moving
now. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is just insane, but we had that whole argument last week. But Mario Galaxy is that game that we talked about this being the most important game of 2007 because it has to be good.
Right.
It has to really be good. And from what I've seen of it so far, I can't help but be worried about it.
It has to be the Wii's version of Super Mario Brothers for Super Nintendo, and it has to be the Wii's version of Mario 64.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Mario 64 when it first came out is if you saw someone playing that game, you wanted that system for Mario. And, I mean, that's what Galaxy has to be for the Wii.
Yeah.
Granted, like you said, they're not having any trouble moving systems at all right now, even with no software support. But it really needs to be a success to sort of usher in a new wave of Wii games.
It just needs to be good to appease all the fans like myself, you know, and I don't speak for everybody. A lot of people are happy with their Wiis. but to appease people like me that, you know, I played Zelda, I loved it, it's a great game, but since then I haven't had that experience again. You know, and
I still think you should pick up Super Paper Mario because it's very solid.
I really do want to play Super Paper Mario. I haven't been buying games a lot lately. I really haven't.
I'm going to tell you, I love Super Paper, and we kind of sort of veered off on a rant there, but it's an incredible game, and if you like 2D, you're going to love it, because the 2D sections are fantastic. The flip to 3D adds a whole new range of what they can do with the game, and if you're a Nintendo fan, there's a lot of little in-jokes and stuff, too, which are pretty funny.
See, I really want to play it, because honestly, the biggest reason for me to dust off my DS was new Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
Because it was old school classic Mario, and I loved it. Right. And I absolutely love that game. I play the hell out of it, which I never play my DS. So if Paper Mario can do that to me, I might try it out or something. But I really want to like it because I really want to play my Wii. You know, I do, because I don't touch it. I don't even turn it on. So, but hopefully Galaxy is that game.
Yeah,
I really hope so. I think it's bigger than Smash Brothers, and I think it'll be the system seller over. You know, I think it'll move more Wiis than Super Smash Brothers.
Agree.
Will. All right, well, we're gonna jump into our last thing here, and wrap up the show with our top 10 franchises that time forgot. These are in no particular order, obviously, because we spend too much time arguing about what order they're supposed to be in. So the first one up on the list is Pilot Wings.
Which is just a personal little shot to my heart that they haven't made a new one yet for the Wii. It seems, and I'm sure that they probably have one on the books somewhere that they're working on, but it's tailor-made for the controller. It was fantastic for the Super Nintendo. It was fantastic for the 64.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that they didn't release one on GameCube is actually one of the sorest spots for me in the entire GameCube lineup. So I'm really, really anticipating a new one just to take advantage of the Wii controller.
I hope they do, because there could be so many cool like little things you could do, like in Pilot Wing 64 with the jumping boots and little things. And they need to make it more than planes, I think.
Right, and they could. The thing about it is they could do like WarioWare did with holding the controller different ways to control different things.
Yeah.
You could hold the controller out in front of you like handlebars for the hand glider. You could hold it, you know, on top of your head or something for
like
the jumping boots.
Or something.
Yeah, for the parachute.
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Could you imagine that, though? The jumping boots, you got to put it on your head, and then you
jump
got to jump
and
around.
Down.
You're jumping around the living room like, hey, look at me. Snap the Wiimote in half.
Over your head.
I would definitely like to see that, and no, that doesn't mean bring the Super Nintendo or 64 versions to Virtual Console.
I mean,
I want a new game that uses the Wiimote control. All right, next up on the list is Fear Effect, and some people might be going, what the hell is Fear Effect?
Yeah.
There was actually two of them.
Two of them.
On the PlayStation 1.
And from what I understand, there's also a movie in development.
There's a movie in development. Here's what's funny. It was when I was at E3 in 2002, Eidos was actually making one for the PlayStation 2. And it just disappeared.
Got scrapped.
It just disappeared off the radar. And the coolest thing about Fear Effect was the fact that it was like almost like a Resident Evil clone, mixed in with like spy elements, with just gorgeous cel-shaded graphics. I mean, for the time, it was gorgeous.
And let's not skirt around the issue that it was full of sex.
Oh.
I mean that made it a successful game as
That's
well.
That's what
that
made people buy it.
To its
That's
success.
What made people buy it. Was like, oh my god, there's a lesbian kiss in a game. Like,
right.
It's a polygon. Who cares?
The same people who were looking for the nude code for Tomb Raider.
Oh yeah, for like months after the EGM April Fool's joke, which was one of the best of theirs ever, next to Shang Long.
Yeah.
Which that was just
one of the coolest aspects to Fear Effect that I remember seeing is It had the Resident Evil kind of a control where it was kind of like still graphics that you, you know, with 3D characters. But here's the thing that I really thought was cool about it was a lot of the backgrounds was like CGI.
Yeah, they were all like CGI and they were animated. And
yeah.
It made the environments look really good for yeah. PlayStation hardware.
Yeah, it made the backgrounds look alive. It made the game feel more alive, even though you were still playing from set camera perspectives, and it was still like in the Resident Evil type of control scheme. But it was really cool. It had the Blade Runner type of atmosphere, the pseudo futuristic rundown type of world. It was really neat.
I really enjoyed that game, and I would love to see one on a next gen console. I think it would just what they could do today. It would look phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. So, definitely.
All right, next up on the list, and I know this is a personal favorite of Mr. Wombat here, but Legacy of Kain.
Oh, God. If they would release another Legacy of Kain, I would be the happiest little clam in the seabed. I love that franchise from Blood Omen to... We're gonna skip over Blood Omen 2.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I liked it, but everybody else hated it.
Well, I had no problem with the story. The story was great. It was just that combat system.
Yeah,
like block.
It was.
You were
bad.
Constantly blocking. I mean, it was so bad, but the story.
Right. Oh. Right. But
the story of that series.
Absolutely fantastic, and the voice acting. The best voice acting of any series ever. And I just love to see them get to work on a new one. Or, you know, a movie would be nice.
They'd probably screw up the movie, though.
Probably.
Yeah,
Wade
they probably
would. Probably direct it.
Ugh.
But, you know, Crystal D is, they're making a name for themselves. So they're doing the Tomb Raider franchise now, which is good because we actually have a good developer doing this. But I think they should mix back and forth. Maybe do a Kane 1 year, Tomb Raider the next year. And that's fine with me because I love Tomb Raider almost as much as you love Kane. So back and forth, I'll share.
I'll share Crystal D with me?
Crystal
D. They made a great game nobody remembers, which was The Horde for the 3DO.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great game. And
I remember that.
They made Gex.
Gex.
Oh, come on. Crystal D's got a library of fantastic games. So whenever their name's on something, I'm excited.
Exactly.
So, all right. Next up on the list is Road Rash, which we haven't seen one of these since the awful 3D version on
Jailbreak.
PlayStation.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was awful.
And remember the commercials for Jailbreak with the little midget with the antlers?
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
What were they thinking?
Oh, my God.
So, come on. Make a new good 3D Road Rash.
This is an EA franchise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, EA's got the money.
I'm surprised they haven't churned one of these out now.
How many people would buy that?
A lot. If it was good, a lot.
A next-gen motorcycle racing game with chains hitting people. I mean, even if you just wanted to, like, make a new 2D one for, like, Live Arcade, PlayStation Network or something, do that. But give me a new Road Rash.
Right.
I love that franchise. Next up on the list, this is all Mr. Khan, but a new Strider.
Yeah, Strider, one of my favorite arcade games of all time.
It does, though, seem like it would be kind of tailor-made for a next-gen remake. Even if they want to remake the original, would be...
Well, if they did it like in a Devil May Cry type engine.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
That would be really good.
Yeah, because I think Strider was like almost like a precursor to Dante and the Devil May Cry series, because the way that... The character behaved in the game when you were controlling him. He was like an aerodynamic nimble ninja who would do flips in midair. And what was so cool about the stages in the game where they had it wasn't just walking left to right the whole time. You were also running down hills with landmines exploding right behind you as you were running down the hill. That was. There still has yet to be a game to duplicate that kind of experience. Jumping onto an airship, you're like dangling from the bottom of an airship, like, in midair. And it gave you almost kind of a vertigo feeling, even though it was a 2D game and you couldn't see how far you were from the ground. It still had a vertigo type feeling to the game, and you were a ninja doing crazy jumps. I mean, it just had a really kinetic feel to the overall gameplay, and I would really like to see a new next-gen version of that to come out.
That would be definitely good, as long as they don't go the route of Strider 2 for the Genesis.
Strider 2? Oh, the Genesis version. Oh, that sucked.
Yeah, the PlayStation version was good.
The PlayStation version was good, but here...
It was too easy.
Unlimited
continues.
That, and I felt that they needed to have, double the staff to make the game, because you could tell it was kind of like a half of a staff that they would have needed to make it stellar. But it was still a really good game. They had a really good, a lot of good ideas making it 2.5D, where it was 3D but still play 2D. But I think with the next-gen hardware, doing something like that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
And now, the only issue with that is if they brought out a next-gen Strider and it controlled like Devil May Cry, people would call it a ripoff.
Well, yeah.
Which but it's is funny, just funny to me.
Yeah, because Devil May Cry was the originator of action games.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, Strider actually is one of those games that a lot of people forget about it, but it was a pretty influential title in a lot of the stuff that you see nowadays.
Oh, yeah, because people love the fast, frantic pace of it. So, all right, next up on the list, this was all me, but Jumping Flash. I love that series, and not many people know. They made two over here in the U.S. They released two, and there was actually a third one called Moo Moo something in Japan, because it had to do with the little cows or whatever was in the game. They were called Moo Moos. But you look like you missed something.
Yeah, I did. We may have to make this a top 11 or 12. So I got a couple more to add.
All right. Well, the Jumping Flash series was great because it came out at the launch of the PlayStation, and just the 3D perspective of a platformer from a first-person angle was just so original to me, and it was done so well. And graphically, it was just... I loved it. I would love to see a next-gen version on the PS3, 360, whatever. I don't even know who made the game. I know it was licensed first-party Sony.
Yeah. It was a really cool game because it was first-person, but it was a platformer, but it worked because... When you'd make the high jumps, the camera would actually angle
itself down.
Down to
so
where
you
can
see
land.
Where you were going to land.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I love that game. I thought it was incredible.
And you had conveyor belts, like platforms that were conveyor belts. So they had really elaborate, multi-layer stages. And that's another thing that's kind of missing in, your modern games is the multi-layer, elaborate, moving stages where you have, conveyor belts and stairs and type of things like that add more flair to the gameplay.
They just kind of let those go. They don't even.
Yeah, it's like everything's either flat planed or if it is multi planed, it's just jumping to a higher level. Yeah. You know.
All right. Next up on the list is another Wombat favorite, which is Bushido Blade.
And don't give me this Kingo bullshit or Kabuki Warriors.
Kabuki Quantum Fighter.
I want an Kabuki. Actual. Bushido Blade.
Squaresoft.
I'm talking one-hit kills. I'm talking pick-your-own-weapons.
I'm talking running through the forest, chopping trees down, and
no
having
doubt.
Them fall behind
you. I want
you.
It to control exactly like the PlayStation Bushido Blades. And I want, obviously the graphics to be better. But I just want a new Bushido Blade in the spirit of the first Bushido Blade. Not this Kingo bullshit that they tried to do.
I want next-gen Gimp. Like when you would hit somebody in the leg, and he would have to limp
that
across the next gen gimping.
To me,
gimp is the word of the podcasting.
Yes, that was one of the most innovative fighting games of all time.
Oh yeah,
just because there were so many layers to it. The one hit kill aspect, the crippling an arm, crippling a leg.
Yep.
The sub weapon aspect of it, where you could start off a match, throw a little dagger, and the match would be over. You know what I mean? It was so unpredictable.
And the different stances.
Right,
so
exactly.
You could change your stance depending on how you were fighting.
It, absolutely.
It was
fantastic.
So deep and so ahead of its time. And they need to bring it back.
Yeah, they do. In its original form.
Yes. All right, well, next on the list, and if you listen to this podcast at all, you know that we
you
just
kinda know
we
this
can't let this
coming.
Go. Killer Instinct.
Please, Rare. Please. I don't care about Banjo-Kazooie. I don't care. Give me Killer Instinct, please.
Oh, something. You could whet my appetite with an Xbox Live version, arcade version of the original.
Right.
And part two in a package or something and make them online, that's fine, but come back. Fighting games are dead. Bring this back. Everybody wants it.
I don't care. You know what they should do? Rare, you want to make me happy? You don't want to make a new Killer Instinct, but you want to make me happy? In Banjo-Kazooie, at the very beginning of the game, have Banjo be running along, and out of nowhere, Fulgore just uppercuts his head off.
He goes, hyper combo!
Hyper combo!
That would be nice.
Yeah. Alright, I don't think we need to talk anymore about Killer Instinct. Just fucking make it.
Just make it, Rare.
Right.
Do it.
Next up on the list, the Chrono series. Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross. What happened to these?
Good
Some
question.
People considered these better than Final Fantasy.
Yep. And,
fantastic.
They just didn't whore themselves out the way they Final Fantasy did, I guess.
Well, it was, you know, Sakaguchi was like the head of the Chrono series, you know, and everybody got together from the Final Fantasy teams, and they kind of, like, it was like an all-star team of Final Fantasy developers that made Chrono Trigger, and they brought out Chrono Cross for the PlayStation, which wasn't as good as Chrono Trigger, but it was still incredible,
mm-hmm.
and still, personally, one of my favorite RPGs on the PlayStation 1. I thought it was just great.
And oh, yeah.
Sakaguchi's got all this money and all this fame with Microsoft. Here's your chance. Bring that shit back.
Yeah, because most of the people that... that worked on the Chrono series are with Mistwalker.
Exactly. So they, you have
making
the team.
Blue Dragon, Lost Odyssey, so yeah. There you go.
I would definitely like to see that. And if Microsoft wants a big gun to combat with Final Fantasy, if it, you know, which we continue to hear that it's
right.
going to the, you know, Xbox 360, if you want a game to combat it, you can't
Chrono.
Ask for a better game than
yep.
the Chrono series.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, and the last one on the list, Street Fighter, which we haven't seen one since Third Strike. In the
not an
officially new Street Fighter
right.
game. And it's like Capcom just forgot about it.
Right.
Like, the game that made your company, outside of Resident Evil and Mega
right.
Man, where?
Right. And none of this 3D bullshit.
No EX. No.
No.
Stay away
no.
from EX. We're Street Fighter 4. Street
right.
Fighter 4.
2D.
4.
With gorgeous next-gen high-definition graphics.
That animate extremely well, so it looks like you're playing an anime.
Looks like Guilty Gear on steroids.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That'd
you know, the guys,
so
you know,
sweet.
This is off-topic, but you know the guys that made Guilty Gear? I was reading in a magazine last month. They made another fighting game.
What is it?
Fist of the North Star for the PlayStation 2 in Japan.
Really?
We will never see it.
No, never.
Nope.
I saw pictures of it. It looked incredible.
It looks incredible. Because if you've ever seen the anime or read anything about Fist of the North Star, it's very over-the-top kind of fighting,
right.
like people's heads exploding and stuff.
Right.
Imagine that in the Guilty Gear engine.
Man. For those of you, I realize a lot of listeners probably haven't played Guilty Gear.
No.
But if you haven't played it, seriously, if you have an Xbox still laying around, go buy Guilty Gear,
PS2.
2X, Reload, whatever the hell it
Sharp
was.
Sharp Reload?
Yeah.
And then they have the PS2 versions. There's a ton of
right.
them on there. Just don't buy Asuka.
No.
Asuka is not one to start with.
No. No.
But you need to play Guilty Gear, Guilty Gear X.
If you like 2D fighting at all and you haven't played Guilty Gear, you're cheating yourself because it's
yes.
fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Still one of the best fighting games
right.
on
oh,
Xbox
yeah.
by far. All right, so you had a couple more.
I do,
that
actually.
You want to roll out here before we say goodbye?
And I'm surprised. This one, I'm sure, is probably coming, but it just popped into my head while we were talking about Pilot Wings. But F-Zero for the Wii is another one that seems like it's tailor-made. You snap the steering wheel controller on there and give us another F-Zero.
As long as it's not, you know, ridiculously hard like the Sega version
right.
of the GameCube, which was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one is a personal favorite of mine, as long as they don't do it like stupid. Never mind. I'll wait till after I say what game it is. Earthworm Jim.
Ooh.
I love the Earthworm Jim series. Fantastic, except
yeah.
for the stupid 3D one.
Well, didn't they just do a PSP version of it?
But it was a remake, wasn't it?
Was it a remake? Was
right.
it like just an old one? Okay.
Right.
Because I knew they released one on the PSP.
But put it on the freaking marketplace. I'll take a Xbox Live Arcade version of Earthworm Jim.
Well, yeah, everything else is on there. Why not?
Right.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'd love to see a new Earthworm Jim, because that was one of those games that not only was the gameplay fantastic, but it was hilarious.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was...
back before David Perry made Messiah and just lost everything.
Right, right.
And Enter the Matrix.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, that brought back some nasty ones.
You know, just a new Earthworm Jim, even if you put it in 3D, just make it good.
Not like
you know
the
64
version.
Not like the 64 version. Man,
I'm
bad.
Just bringing up bad memories. So why do these keep popping in my head?
I don't know.
I played a lot of bad games.
Yeah, me too. but no, seriously, Earthworm Jim. Like I said, I don't even care if you put it on Xbox Live Arcade. Hell, make a new one. Put it on Xbox Live Arcade. It wouldn't
yeah.
take that long.
No. It's so. You know, it's a simple platformer. It's
right.
It's going to sell.
Oh, yeah.
Xbox Live Arcade games are like instant money.
Right.
Unless it's something that nobody's ever heard of.
Seriously, make a new... Just go out there, make a new 2D Earthworm Jim, throw it on the marketplace. It sells like mad.
I'll buy it.
I'll buy it.
For achievements. Yeah. And because it's Earthworm Jim.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Earth, you're talking here, I mean, and this is, you know, something that not a lot of the franchises we've talked about. I mean, the first Earthworm Jim, when it came out, was huge. They made a cartoon out of it and everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they made the second one, which was also very good. And then they made the 3D one, and they're like, you know what? We suck. We're getting rid of it. We're not making another one. It's annoying.
All right. So, that pretty much wraps it. Yeah, we ended up with 12 games on that list.
See?
That was crazy.
It's a top 12 this week.
Top 12. All right. So, once again, continue to post on the forums. Let us know what you want to hear.
Do it.
Get the forums boosting up. Do the clan posting. Get on there, and we'll join up a clan.
And do the arcade room thing.
Yeah, definitely do the arcade room. Once again, anything you want to know, you want to hear, send us messages. Leave us messages on the forum. Subscribe to us now on iTunes.
Yes.
We are on iTunes now.
Damn it. iTunes.
So, go to iTunes, do a search for News for Gamers, or just go to the website and click on the iTunes logo and subscribe to the podcast. So, we're going to get out of here for now. So, but next week, join us. And we'll be back. So, Mr. Khan.
Baka! Radio announcement voice.
The old-timey radio voice?
Yeah, the old-time.
And now, ZeroToleranceGameDomain.com presents Podcast Radio, brought to you by Portly Boy Wash Scrub.
See how the playback comes
out. Oh, my God.